It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 25. We're going to begin reading with the 11th verse, Genesis chapter 25, verse 11. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, you can find us at our address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. And our email address is www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. And I hope that that was enough time for you to open your Bibles and begin the study today. Genesis chapter 25, beginning to read with verse 11. And it came to pass after the death of Abraham that God blessed his son Isaac, and Isaac dwelt by the well of Lehoiroi. Now these are the generations of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar the Egyptian, Sarah's handmaiden, bare unto Abraham. These are the names of the sons of Ishmael, by their names and according to their generations. The firstborn of Ishmael is Nebajoth, and Kedar, and Adbeel, and Mibsam, and Mishmay, Duma, and Mesa, Hadar, Kema, Kecher, Naphish, Kedema, and these are the sons of Ishmael. These are the names, their names, by their towns and by their castles, 12 princes according to their nations. These are the years of the life of Ishmael, 137 years. He gave up the ghost and died, and was gathered unto his people. They dwelt unto Havilah, unto Shur, that is before Egypt, as thou goest towards Assyria. And he died in the presence of all his brethren. These are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begat Isaac. Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian of Padan Aram, the sister of Laban the Syrian. Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife, because she was barren, and the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah his wife conceived. The children struggled together within her, and she said, "If it be so, why am I thus?" And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, "Two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger." And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. The first came out red, all over like a hairy garment. And they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. And the boys grew. Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field, and Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents. Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison, but Rebekah loved Jacob. Jacob sought pottage. And Esau came from the field, and he was faint. Esau said to Jacob, "Feed me, I pray thee, with the same red pottage, for I am faint." Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, "Sell me this day thy birthright." And Esau said, "Behold, I am at the point of death, to die. And what profit shall this birthright do to me?" And Jacob said, "Swear to me this day." And he swore unto him. And he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils. And he did eat and drink, and rose up, and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Let's begin with prayer after we've read the precious word today. Father, I thank you that we can come together and enjoy this. Please, Lord, that you will guide and lead us as we study today. It is just a wonderful opportunity we have to pore over your word. Now, please guide and lead us that we may know your perfect will. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope that you have enjoyed, and please forgive me for as I go through these names. Sometimes those names give me a difficult time while I'm trying to read through there. But if you'll notice, as we back up just a little bit into the 25th chapter, you'll see that Abraham gave up the ghost and died in a good old age, an old man full of years, and was gathered to his people. And so we kind of leave Abraham, but not after he had sought after Isaac's bride. Eliezer went after her, and after he had taken care of all his belongings. He had taken care of everything and distributed properly to the proper place and to the proper individuals. And we know that Isaac, Abraham, gave all that he had unto Isaac. But into the rest, he gave them gifts and things of that sort. But basically, Isaac got it all. And the full of years was good years. And it's important that our life be of good years. We're studying in the book of First or Second Kings, and you can read through several chapters. And there's very little said about the kings of Israel and of Judah as you travel through those scriptures. And most of it isn't good because they sought after the gods of the land. God wasn't blessing them. And all it seems to be is they were born, they reigned, and they died. But there was very little to say that they were full of years. Many started good, ended evil. And it's just sad. But here is a man, Abraham, is full of years, and I hope each one of our lives are full of years that we can bring honor and praise and glory unto the Lord. Well, we find the burying place, and we have once again Ishmael coming, because Isaac and Ishmael buried him in verse 9 there in the cave of Machpelah in the field of Ephron, and so which is before Mamre, as you look at the 9th verse there. And we know that Abraham had purchased that field for the burial place of Sarah. And so it has come to pass now, after the death of Abraham, that God began to bless Isaac. Now, we're going to find here that through this time, there is not much said about Isaac. He seems to be a very quiet man. We don't know much about him. And so we begin here with this 11th verse. And it says that God blessed his son Isaac and said where he lived. Well, that's where he had always lived, because that's where he was when Rebekah came. And we find that the years continue to pass by. And we know that Isaac was 40 years old when Rebekah came to him when he was married. He was 40 years old at that time. Isn't that something, how that he knew that the promise was going to come through his seed, and yet he waited even to marry till he was 40 years old. And so now we have him married. And so we have the death of Abraham. Abraham's estate is in place. And then we seem to kind of get sidetracked a little bit. We move from Isaac, because it would think that we would immediately move into Isaac and to his family. But instead of that, why, we start with this the seed, the generations of Ishmael. Now remember, Ishmael was born through Hagar, and this was the Egyptian handmaiden of Sarah, and that's exactly what 12 says. But if you'll remember back in the past when we were reading and studying that, why, that's exactly what happened. They kind of got a little impatient and didn't wait upon God as the way they should. God's promise is always filled, but we need to sometimes not be so impatient. We need to be prepared to wait for him to answer, and he would. He did. But instead of that, why, Ishmael was born because Abraham and Sarah was kind of a little on the, they didn't want to wait. So we have Ishmael. He's here. And here are the sons of Ishmael. Now, if you'll remember right, God had promised Ishmael and through Abraham that that he too would be a mighty nation. Now, the promise of the seed and the great promise comes through Isaac. But there is a promise of strength and of might in Ishmael. And so, as we follow now, and if you'll remember right, the definition of Ishmael is wild man. Now, just kind of keep that in mind as we go down through and look at these generations of Ishmael. Now, by their names, according to their generations, the firstborn of Ishmael. Now, we begin, and I'm going to, again, once again, attempt to pronounce these names. And if you disagree with the way I'm pronouncing them, you could probably have 10 people do it, and you'd have 10 different pronunciations. And so I'm not going to at all suggest that I'm doing it right, but bear with me. And the first is Nebajoth, Joth, and Kedar, and Adbeel, and Midsam, and Mishma, and Duma, and Asa, and Hadar, and Tema, and Jeter, Naphish, and Kedema. Now, did you count those? Let's count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. These are the sons of Ishmael. These are their names, by their towns, and by their castles, 12 princes, according to their nations. Now look at that. Isn't that something, how that when we come to the next generation, from Isaac through to Jacob, because Jacob is the line that the seed goes through, not through Esau, but through Jacob. And Jacob also has 12 sons. And so here, Ishmael, not the promise, but they have 12 princes. And we have quite a little bit here as we look at this verse of Scripture. You think of them just being nomads and just having tents and travel from tents to tents, but it tells us that they not only flourished in that manner, but also they had towns. They had castles, and we think of castles, we think that they even possessed walled cities to keep their enemies from them. And so it's not, they're just not wandering from place to place. Many of them settled into a land. Now, as we look at these 12 sons, these 12 princes, they are kind of known as the heads of the family, and his people populated a land between Egypt and Assyria, as the scripture tells us down here in the 18th verse, and they dwelt from Havilah unto Shur, that is before Egypt, as thou goest towards Assyria. And so as we look at the first part of verse 18, we find the land, and that's the land of Arabia. So that's where these 12 princes sat out and begin to populate with their families, and they became mighty in number. And so as we look at the three names here in the 14th verse, and as we look at those names, I want you to see we have, again, the firstborn of Ishmael, and we counted them as 12. But in the middle, we have Mishma, the 14th verse there, Duma, and Massa. And that's the three of them there in that 14th verse. If you'll look to see what those three names mean, and we will continue with the study, but as you look at those three names, you'll find that Mishma, the first one there in the 14th verse, means to hear. And Duma means to keep silence. And Mesa means to bear. Now, if you look at James chapter 1, verse 14, that scripture tells us to be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Isn't it something how these three boys, these three princes, that the meaning is we best listen. Be a good listener. If you want to learn, be a good listener. Many times it's important for us to keep silent, because too often we say too much. Sometimes too soon, sometimes we just say too much. And then slow to wrath. We are to forbear. We're to bear. We're to not get angry. And isn't it something how that those three names, you would think that that would have come through Isaac and Jacob and on through there, but instead of that, we find those names in Ishmael. And so you see the instruction of how that we should live as a believer is we're to hear, we're to listen, swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. I just, sometimes when you look up those names and you find something that might surprise you just a little bit. Now again, we continue, 12 princes according to their nations. And so it's not just a small group of people that live in tents. It is their towns, their castles, and 12 princes according to their nations. And so they become very strong, very large in number. These are the years of the life of Ishmael. 137 years. Now, 137 years. Abraham, if you look across the page, lived to be 175. And Ishmael lived to be 137 years old. And so, 137 years old, and he gave up the ghost and died and was gathered unto his people. And they dwelt from Havilah unto Shur, that is before Egypt, as thou goest towards Assyria. That's what we just read. But then it continues and says, and he died in the presence of all his brethren. And so as we end there, and now we're going to begin with Isaac in the 19th verse, but I want you to notice what is missing in Ishmael's life. And I'm afraid that it's something that's probably missing in many of our lives. And that is those words, and full of years. Everything else is there. Everything else is the same, except that little part right there that says full of years. Do you realize that it's so important that we please the Lord with our life and that we do something that brings honor and glory unto the Lord? And I'm afraid even though Ishmael became such a mighty and strong nation with his 12 descendants, with his 12 sons, that they even said that their towns and castles and nations. And yet when Ishmael died, there's nothing said concerning having this full of years, a full life. Because you see, I'm afraid that most of his life was just to please self and nothing to do with praising and honoring the Lord and helping others and things of that. So he died. Just like Abraham died, everything is the same except for those few words right there, full of years. He wasn't. Lived a long life. 137 years is sure a long life. Still, wasn't enough to call it full of years. And so I hope that you kind of see that you can catch that you realize it's important that we bring honor and praise and glory unto the Lord. And so look to that, please, in your own life. Now we get to Isaac. 19. These are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begat Isaac. Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife. Do you remember how old Abraham was when Abraham was born, when Isaac was born to Abraham and Sarah? If I recall, I think we were 100 years old and 90 years old. And so, being 100 years old and 90 years old, now we have Isaac to be 40 years old when he got Rebekah to wife, had brought her and married Rebekah. And it was the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian, of Padan Aram, the sister of Laban, the Syrian. Now, do you remember that we went back to where I keep calling Ur of Chaldees, because that's where Abraham originally was born. And Sarah, he had already married Sarah at that time. He had no children, of course, when he left Ur of Chaldees, but he brought Lot and brought his dad, got so far, and the old man had to die before Abraham could go on. And then we find Abraham coming into the land of promise, the land of Canaan. But when it come time to bring a bride to his son, he sent his servant back home. And I hope that you were a part of that beautiful picture concerning that bringing of the bride unto Isaac, and how that we looked at bringing, how the Holy Spirit is here gathering and will bring and present the bride, us, the church, unto the Lord Jesus Christ, all born-again believers. I hope that you see that, know it, and follow after those precious words. That was a wonderful, wonderful story that we read, a true story. And so we find now in verse 21, "And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife, because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah his wife conceived." Now that word entreated is just a little bit different for us. And so if we look at that word, we find it to be prayer. We find it to be a form of worship. He came before the Lord God, asking, pleading, and yet praising and worshiping the Lord that a son would be born. Now he waited to be 40 before he married. And now we find soon here that 20 years is going to pass, and now he's almost 60 years old. Now, that's not 100 like Abraham, but you get to be 60 years old, and we're back to a miracle here for a child to be born. Now, we find that Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife. We find Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife, and some understand that to be that it wasn't that Isaac prayed for his wife that she would bring forth children, but it's some believe that he prayed with his wife that she would be able to conceive and have a child. And the Lord heard that, heard the prayer, heard the worship, and responded to that. And Rebekah, his wife, conceived. Now, it's something here in verse 22, because as we look at 22, we find the children struggled together within her. You know, any time that you have a couple of children, why, they kind of fuss all the time, but you don't think about that going on inside the womb. And yet, we find that here with Rebekah. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, "If it be so, why am I thus?" And she went to inquire of the Lord. Well, that's a perfect place to find out, isn't it? You know, again, there was quite a period of time that passed. Had Isaac lifted up in prayer the birth of this son? I believe he was asking just for a son, because you see, Abraham and Lot, why we have Isaac. And so he's thinking, okay, Lord, give me a son so that the seed can be continued. And so he is praying for this child, for this one son that can carry the name on, that can carry the promise on that has been given. Well, as he pleaded and prayed, and he may have started doing that when they got married. And so it may have carried on for 20 years. We don't know. We don't know how many years that he pleaded with the Lord and prayed with the Lord. We know that Abraham and Sarah had begged the Lord and talked to the Lord many times and many years before that was fulfilled and the birth of Isaac came. Well, we find here that it could have been the same. We could have been praying for 20 years calling upon the Lord, but he just kept praying. You know, Luke 18 verse 1 says that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Well, we find that here in Isaac. He just continued to pray, and he did not faint. He called upon the Lord and desired the Lord's will and desired the Lord's power in bringing forth this child. Well, she conceived. And there was a child to be born. But he didn't understand everything, because all of a sudden now, the children struggled together within her. She couldn't understand this kind of a turmoil that was going on inside her with these children. Well, number one, she probably didn't know it was children, plural. She maybe was concerned. Is there something wrong? Is there something wrong with the child? Is there something wrong with me? You know, a child is a gift from God, and we need to treat every child, and that's upon conception, not upon birth. These children, from the very beginning of conceiving, they started to kind of fuss and fight back and forth. Well, look at how the Lord answers her question, because she asked, the children struggled together within her, and she said, if it be so, why I thus? I have conceived now. Why is this turmoil going on? Why is this fight going on? And she went to inquire the Lord, which is perfect. Now, look what the Lord does. The Lord says to her, look at this prophecy. Two nations are in thy womb. Two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. The one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. Look at that. Look at that prophecy that was brought forth there. Isn't that a wonderful, wonderful words? And yet, look how many years that prophecy has come true. And we'll really take a look at that, a good look. This is the two children that are born to Isaac and to Rebekah. And so, you know, we've always talked about a little bit the conflict between Isaac and Ishmael. But they weren't both from Sarah. But here, both of these are from Rebekah through the promise. Isaac is the promised seed. Well, instead of having one, she has two. She has twins. And again, look what the Lord tells her. Look at the prophecy that he fulfills. The Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb. Two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. The one people shall be stronger than the other people. The elder shall serve the younger. Now let's keep that in mind. When her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. Two. Not one, but two. The first came out red all over, like a hairy garment. That's quite a description of a child, isn't it? Like a hairy garment, red. They called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out. And his hand took hold on Esau's heel. And his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. When Rebekah brought forth this promised seed. It wasn't one, it was two. But of course we know that the promise only comes through one. The promise isn't going to divide in half and go both ways between Esau and Jacob. One of them has got to be the one that's going to have the promised seed. Now maybe you know who that is and maybe you don't. But Isaac was 60 years old when these two boys were born, twins. Fought in the womb, continued, and even and after that his brother came out, his hand took hold of Esau's heel. Now his name was Jacob. And so we have the children born. Isaac's and Rebekah had two children, Esau and Jacob. Now, we're going to begin there the next time that we have an opportunity to get together. And I hope that it'll be very soon, because it's important as we begin now to watch these two boys. And even in this verse, it begins to divide the two lifestyles. They have two complete different lifestyles. Now, we're going to seek out and we're going to find out which one is of God and which one isn't of God. Now, I hope that you know the Word of God. And I hope that you know that Jesus Christ died on Calvary, died on the cross that you can live. Because you see, He shed His blood. And He died on that cross, but He rose again. Death did not keep Him. But you must come and you must trust in Jesus Christ. You must have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Now please today, look unto the Lord Jesus Christ and trust in Him. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?